The idea of the Divine Mother is so vast, sometimes it's hard to narrow it down to our understanding, our actually limited understanding of her. When I started moving into the idea of the Divine Mother, it was through nature. I taught in Greece and saw all these images that were part of their culture. I worked in India, I studied in India again. It was very much part of their culture to have goddesses all over the place. But it wasn't actually until I met women who embodied the different aspects of the Divine Mother that I really began to hone in and see that there was this amazing aspect of her in form that I hadn't really seen come to life before. My first introduction was with Sri Ma, and she introduced me to the Devi Mahatmyam, the 700 verses devoted to Durga. And after that, I met Amichi, who was the great hugging saint who surrounded you with compassion and love and kindness. And after that, I was introduced to Sri Ama Karunamayi, who was, Karunamayi basically means the mother of compassion. And I studied with her for a number of years, traveled with her in the United States and in India, and saw this amazing wealth, never-ending aspect of compassion and kindness in the depths of sorrow. And that really drew me in deeper and deeper. And as I went in deeper and deeper, I started studying more about the Divine Mother in form, and also understanding that she's formless. She's all-inclusive. She includes the masculine, the feminine form, and formless. She is the sustainer of life. She's what gives us purpose, what gives us life, what gives us the tools to live our life joyfully and with vitality and with strength and with courage and with knowledge. She's the creative matrix that is part of everything and stands behind everything. She's all pervasive. She's everywhere. She has the qualities of sweetness and joy and passion and courage and faith. And she also sustains that part of us which we'd like to neglect, and knows how to surround that with compassion and let us heal. And I think that's what really drew me deeper and deeper and deeper into her loving embrace, both in form and formless. And I think with awareness and with practice and with faith in the Divine Mother and in the matrix that she creates us in, we start to embody her qualities. And that's the beauty of getting closer and closer to the Divine Mother.